This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
They wanted to hide Sefer Yecheskel, and we will delve into this more, Bezos Hashem, tomorrow. Okay, good evening, everyone. We continue Masechta Chagiga. We have a fascinating Amud tonight. They're on the top line on Yud Gimel, Amud Aleph. The Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov said, even though we said on Yud Beis Amud Beis that there's seven heavens, Rish Lakish said Shiva. Rish Lakish said there are seven, because Rabbi Huda said Shnei Rakiyin Him. Rish Lakish said Shiva. But now, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Oid Rakiya Echad Yesh. There's another Rakiya. Lamala Me Rosh Achayos, above the head of the Chayos. Tachsiv Udemus Al Rosh Achaya, Rakiya. And an image on the head of the Chaya, a firmament, Ke'en HaKarach, like ice. Hanoira, awesome ice. So there's an additional heaven, which is not counted among the seven, but it's an eighth heaven. And it's on top of the heads of the Chayos. Ad kan yesh l'cha rishus l'daber. Up to here, you have permission to speak about. Mikan ve'elach, from here and on, ein l'cha rishus l'daber. You don't have rishus to speak about. Shekein kasa b'sefer ben Sira, for it's written in the book of Ben Sira. This is a very interesting book. Ben Sira was actually the son of Yirmiyah Hanavi. Yirmiyah went in a bath, and his wife became pregnant from bathing in that bath. So, Ishtoi Nisabra Me'ambati. But technically, Ben Sira was from the seed of Yirmiyah Hanavi. And he wrote a book of philosophy, of advice, but it was never canonized. It's not part of the Torah. It's part of the Apocrypha. And there's a discussion whether you're allowed to learn from it or not, but the Gemara occasionally does quote from this book called Ben Sira. So, the Gemara says, Shekein Kasav B'Sefer Ben Sira B'Mufla Memcha Al Tidroish, with that which is hidden from you, do not seek out. U'V'Memchusav B'Memcha, that which is covered from you, Al Tachgar, do not investigate. B'Ma Shehor Shisa, in that which you have permission, Hizboinein, contemplate. Ein Lecha Esek B'Nestarais, you do not have business in hidden matters. Okay, so basically, above this eighth heaven, you're not allowed to contemplate and think about. Rashi says, "B'muvdal u'mufrash memcha shalai ratzah Hakadosh Baruch Hu legalos lecha." Fine. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, "Ma tshuva hashivosa bas kol oisa rasha." What response did the heavenly voice respond to that wicked man, referring to Nebuchadnezzar, b'shasha Amar? When he said, A'ale albama se'av, I will ascend the tops of the clouds. Adam el elyon, I will be likened to the Most High. What did God respond when Nebuchadnezzar made that challenge? Nebuchadnezzar said, I'm going to climb up to the top of the heavens. How did God respond to that? Yatsasa baskol, a heavenly voice cried out, came out. Va'amra lay, and she said to him, Rasha, ben benoy shel nimrod harasha, wicked man, the son of a wicked man, the grandson of the wicked Nimrod. Now, Tosfos says Nebuchadnezzar cannot be the grandson of Nimrod. Tosfos says Lav Davka Sharei Cush Yalad is Nimrod. Cush gave birth to Nimrod. Who is Cush? Cush came from Cham. V'lo matzinu oisai rasha mizera Cush. We don't find Nebuchadnezzar came from Cush. Ela alshim. Who did Nimrod come from? Ashur. Ashur came from Shem. So Nebuchadnezzar is a Semite, and Nimrod was a anti-Semite. No, Nimrod was a Chamite. Ela al Shem Masav Shemalach Gam Hu B'Shinar. Since they both ruled over Babylon, therefore they're called. He's considered like a spiritual heir.
Nimrod was in the times of. Right. Ace of Kill Nimrod?
Right, so you're saying it's for sure not grandson. Maybe right. It's no. So what Tosfos means is not even a descendant. Even right. It just means like a spiritual heir. Okay? Okay. So, Yatsa Sabaskal, heavenly voice cried out. And she said to Nimrod, she said to Nebuchadnezzar, Rasha ben Benoy shall Nimrod harasha. Shehimrid, The Ben Yoyada says the name Nebuchadnezzar is Begamatria Betzel Nimrod. Shehimrod Kalaylam Kulay Alav. That he, Nimrod, caused to rebel the whole world on him. On him means on God. Rashi says, Lashon Nekiya, it's a clean language. He, Kalaymar Al Atzmai, Velay Alai. We say as if he caused the whole world to rebel against him, but it means against God himself. Allah b'malchusai against his sovereignty. Kama shnoi sof shel adam. How many years are the lifespan of a person? Shivim shana, 70 years. Shenemar yemei shnoi seinu bahem shivim shana. The days of our years are 70 years. V'imbigvurais, and if they're mighty, shmeinim shana, 80 years. V'haloi min ha'aretz ad l'rakia, but from the earth until the heavens. Mahalech Chamesh Me'oshana is 500 years. From the earth to the heavens is 500 years. The Oivyoy Shal Rakia, and the thickness of the Rakia, Mahalech Chamesh Me'oshana, is 500 years. The Chain Bein Ko Rakia V'Rakia, and likewise between every Rakia and the next. So basically, you have 7 Rakias, and in between each one is what? Is a space, because it says, from the Ovio Shurakia Mahalech Chamesh Me'oshana, and between each one. So between the 7, you have 6. You have 1 till you get there, and 1 on top. So that's all of 15 times 500. Now, an average person can walk 10 paras in a day. So a 500-year journey would come out to 1,825,000 parsa, which is a journey of 7,500 years. So, of times 15 would come out to about something like 27 million parsa.
That's how many years?
I don't know, it's a long time, I'm not sure. Okay. Lamala mehen, above these heavens, chayos hakodesh, are the holy chayos. Now, chayos are not like people. People, their legs are like two parted. Two parts, you know, in other words, you have the leg and you have the thigh. But like a bull, the chayos have 3 parts. The bottom, the middle, and the thigh. What are these bones called?
Femur.
Femur metatarsal?
No, femur tibia.
Femur? The tibia?
Femur goes into the whole leg, yeah.
Okay, and then what's the tibia?
The tibia. And then the torso bones, the foot.
And the foot. Mm-hmm. So the ragla, so lamal mehin chazgash, ragla yachaz, the feet of the chayos keneged kulam, is the size of everything. Karsule hachayos, the ankle of chayos keneged kulam, equal to everything. Shoike hachayos, the lower part of the leg, keneged kulam. Rechuve hachayos, the middle part of the chayos' leg, keneged kulan. Yarche achalos, the upper part of the leg, keneged kulan. Gufe achayos, the body of the chayos, keneged kulan. Tzavori achayos, the neck, keneged kulan. Roshe achayos, keneged kulan. Karne achayos, the horns, opposite, equal to the entirety of the space. So karne achayos, keneged kulan. Lamala mehen kisei hakavod. Above them is the throne of glory. Raglei kisei hakavod keneged kulan. The feet of the kisei hakavod is equal to all of it. Kisei hakavod keneged kulan. Melech kelchai v'kayam ram v'nisa shoychein aleim. The king, the living and enduring king, who is elevated and lofty, resides on top of the throne. And you, Nebuchadnezzar, after thinking about this whole travel, this whole distance, you think you're going to do it on your own. V'ata and you, Amarta, you say, El al bama se'av, I will rise up on the tops of the clouds, Adam el elyon. Ach el sha'el toyrid, you will descend to the netherworld, El yarkesevar, to the bottom of the pit. Now it's interesting that this pasuk, Adam el elyon, is actually a very important pasuk. Because, you know, if you were to ask, the word Adam, man, what is the root of the word man? We tend to think that the root of the word man is Adama. Man is created from the earth. But the Rambam Pano says it has a dual meaning. It also comes from Adama. I could be like God. So there's really a duality in the word Adam. Adam has two potential meanings. Adam could be like the earth, could be very physical, could be very base, and on the other hand has the ability to elevate himself and be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now Nebuchadnezzar's desire, it was a spiritual desire, but it was considered motivated by egotism. He wanted to ascend. Everybody wants to ascend. Everybody wants to elevate themselves. But he wanted to ascend without the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Without the help of Hashem, it's impossible. But with the help of Hashem, a person, G'dayla Tshuva Shemagasad Kisei HaKavod. And that's and this whole long trip, which is, you know, a million-year trip, you can make in a split second. So without God's help, God says, Nebuchadnezzar, you'll never get anywhere. But with the Ribbono Shel'olam's help, this is a trip that's very possible. Okay. By the way, it's between 745 million and 1 billion miles, which is very far. It's pretty far. Okay. Now, let's go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, V'loy b'merkava, right, you're now at a darshan ba'arayas to three people, only to two. You can't darshan ma'is rishas to two, only to one. And you can't darshan b'merkava to one unless he's chacham mevin midaitai. Okay? So now the Gemara says, Tani revichia avo moisrin loy rashi prakim. You're allowed to give over to him chapter headings. And this is the subject of a great machloikas. Because the Mishnah is saying, you cannot teach one individual ma'isa merkava unless he's a chacham mevin midaitai. So what's Rav Chiya saying, but you could give him chapter headings? Who could you give chapter headings? The person who's not a chacham, who you're not allowed to teach, but you could give him chapter headings? Or even the chacham umeven midaita, you could only give him chapter headings? In other words, do we say an average person you could give chapter headings, and a son who's a chacham, you could teach him the whole subject? Or does it mean you can't teach a regular person anything whatsoever, and even the Chacham Umeven Midaitai, you can only give him chapter headings? It's Machloikas, Marsha, and the Rambam. The Pashut language of the Gemara is, it's going on someone who's not a Chacham. Aval, but, right? What are you saying?
Because it says Aval.
Because it says exactly. The Gersa is but, meaning the but is going on the person who you're not allowed to teach. Even though you're not allowed to teach him, but you could give him chapter headings. It's going on Misha Enoi Chacham Umeven Midaitai. And that's how the Marsha learns. But in the Rambam, Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah, Perek Beis Halacha Yud Beis, that even Rashi Prakim, you can only give to a Chacham Umeven Midaitai. And that's what the Rambam says in his Perasha Mishnayis and in the Mar Nevuchim, that it's going on the Chacham Umeven Midaitai. They're very important machlekes. Amrav Zera, Ein Moist and Rashi Prakim, you can only give these chapter headings, which according to the Rambam is a Chacham Umeven Midaitai, according to the Marsha is anyone. Ela La'av Bezdin, only to a head of the court. That means someone who has the capacity to be the head of a court. Ulechol Misha Libay Doyeg V'Kirbay, and anyone whose heart worries within him. What does that mean? It means somebody who is not a letz. Rashi says that Einoi Meikel Es Roshay. I just want to share with you one thing back to the previous Gemara, when the Gemara says Viragli Hachayas Keneged Kulam. Tosis brings over here the Piyutim of Rabbi Elazar HaKalir that talks about the Chayos. And interestingly, the Tosis identifies who Rabbi Elazar HaKalir is, right? Rabbi Elazar HaKalir is the author of many of the kinnas that we see on Tisha B'Av. The end of Tosis, he mentions that V'chein hoya darkoi, it was the darach of Rabbi Elazar HaKalir, shebukam mekomis hemaniach shitas hashash alonu kedei lechot shitas hashash yushalmi. He would forsake the opinion of Shas to follow the Yushalmi. Why? Because he was a Tana. So he was pre-Bavli. And which Tana was he? V'hu haya Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon. He was the son of Reb Shem Bar Yochai, the Kari Alei Mikol Avkas Reicha. Okay, so according to Tosfos identifies him as Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. The Rashba identifies Reb Lezer HaKaler as Reb Lezer Ben Arach. Okay, and even back to the ranch. So it says over here, Amar Reb Zera in Moisrin Rashi Prakim Elal Av Bezon Chamisha Liba Doig Bikirbay. You cannot teach these chapter headings only to an avbezin or anyone whose heart worries within him. Ika da amri, some say vehu shalibay doyeg bekirba. You need both, someone who is capable of being an avbezin and someone whose heart worries within him. Amar Rabami, Rabami said, in moisrin sisrei Torah elalamisha yesh bei chamisha dvarim. We do not give over secrets of Torah only to someone who has five characteristics. Number one, Sar Chamishim. He is an officer of 50. What's an officer of 50? Some say that means you have to be a leader of 50 people, like in the times of the Chumash. Other Rishonim, I believe Rabbeinu Chananel learns that Asari Chamisha means that, or we're going to have a day on the Gemara later, actually, that until you're 50 years old. Commonly, people say, you know, you need to be 40 to learn Kabbalah. But really, it's hard to find a clear source for that. This Gemara is Mashma 50. Okay, so number one, Sar Chamishim. Number two, V'nesu Panim. You have to respect it. V'yoyetz, you have to be able to give advice. V'chacham Charashim. You have to be able to impart wisdom to the wise.
Wisdom to the wise.
You have to be able to teach wise people. V'navoin Lachash. And you have to understand secrets. V'amar Rabbi Ami. Now another sort of a random halacha. In Moisrin Devei Torah Lo'ivdei Kachavim. You're now to teach Torah to a guy. Shenemar, loy asa chen l'cha guy. He did not, it says, magid varav li Yaakov. He relates his words to Yaakov. Chukav u'mishpatav li Yisrael. Loy asa chen l'cha guy. He does not do so for every nation. U'mishpatim bal yida'um. And his judgments, his statute, his laws, he does not make known. So there's a question, you know, if somebody's a teacher in...
What about Zion Mitzvah's Bnei Noach?
That you could teach. But Torah you can't teach. Question is, if you're, let's say you're giving a Gemara shiur, and there's a Gentile in the class, or what if, you know, they have this thing called TorahAnytime.com. So you look at the stats, and you see that people are watching on Shabbos. So who exactly is watching, who's learning Hilcha Shabbos on Shabbos, you know? So the question is, are you allowed to make Torah public? So That Shiloh was raised by Rabbi Teitz, used to give a Gemara Shira on the radio. So the question is, you know, not everybody who's listening to the Gemara Shira is Jewish. And the basic halacha is you're allowed to because you're teaching to Klal Yisrael, and if somebody listens in, they happen to listen in. Okay. Amar Lei Rabbi Yochanan the Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Lazar, Ta Agmarach B'masa Markava. Come, I'm going to teach you the Maisa of the Chariot of Hashem. Amar Lei Loi Kashay. Rabbi Lazar said, I'm not old enough. Rashi says, Loi Zakanti, but Inan Libay Doig. You need to be serious-minded. And when you're young, you know, you have that humorous streak. Right? You know what I'm talking about? It's really...
No.
So he said, I'm not old enough. Kikash, when he got older, Nachnafshi Rabbi Yochanan passed away. Amarle Ravasi said, Sav Agmarach Masmachal, come, I'll teach it to you. Amarle Izakoy, if I would have had the merit, Gamirtam Rabbi Yochanan Rabbach, I could have learned it from your Rebbe. So apparently, there were those who shied away from learning these esoteric parts of the Torah. Rav Yosef, have a Gomer Maisa Merkava. Rav Yosef learned the Maisa Merkava. Sabe de Pompadisa, the elders of Pompadisa, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Yadzayin Mavei says, the elders of Pompadisa are Rabbi Huda and Ravina. Sabe de Pompadisa have a ton of Maisa Bereshis. They learned Maisa Bereshis. So they said, you know, let's make a trade. Amrulay, they said to him, meaning the elders of Pampadisa said to Rabbi Yosef, Ligmar lan mar ma'isa merkava. You teach us ma'isa merkava. Amar Lahui said to them, Agmarun li ma'isa bereshis. First, you teach me ma'isa bereshis. We mean, what did they ask?
They
wanted to know what?
Ma'isa merkava.
They wanted to know, you teach us ma'isa merkava.
Which you could only teach to one person.
So it means, teach it to us separately.
Okay.
Yeah, they say that. Teach it to us separately. Teach us. So he said, you teach us Ma'aseh Merkava. So he said, no, you teach me Ma'aseh Bereishis. Basar the Agmaron, after they taught him, Amrulay, they said, Ligmaron Mar Ma'aseh, you teach us. He said, sorry, nice try. Amar Lahu, Tanina Bahu, it says about such teachings, Devash V'chalav Tachas L'shaynech, honey and milk under your tongue. Dvarim HaMasukim Devash V'chalav, something as sweet as honey and milk. So what a trick. So apparently he saw that they were not really, they weren't capable of learning it, so he couldn't teach, he had no choice. Rabbi Avo Amar Mehach. Rabbi Avo says, from here we learn that you can't teach Ma'asim or cover to everyone. Literally, Kvasim Levushecha, lamb should be your clothing. But we darshan Dvarim Shehin Kivshayno Shalaylam, those things which are a mystery of the world, yehei tachas levushech, should be under your clothing. I mean, keep it to yourself. Okay. Amrulei. So now the elders of Pampadisa said to Rabbi Yosef, you know, look, do us a favor. We basically know a lot of the material. You only have to teach us a little bit. Taninan behu, we already learned, ad vayoymer elai ben Adam, until he said to me, ben Adam. Now, Vayomer Lai Ben Adam is Yecheskel Perek Beis Pasuk Aleph. That means they had already learned the entire Perek Aleph of Yecheskel, and Perek Aleph of Yecheskel is already the Ma'aseh Merkava. So they said, basically, you only have to teach us from Perek Beis and on. We already know a great deal. Because the Ma'aseh Merkava is in Perek Aleph of Yecheskel. Amar Lahu, so he said, Hein Ma'aseh Merkava! You already learned Ma'aseh Merkava! The last two Psukim, I believe Chav Zayin and Chav Ches of Perek Aleph are the Ma'aseh Merkava. So therefore, well, you don't need me, you already learned it. Rashi says, Hein Ma'aseh Merkava. Im ad kan shanisem, if until now you learned, if until there you learned, Harbe shanisem, Rashi says, you learned a lot. Sheshnei Mekrois Halalu, these two psukim, Shehein Va'era Ke'ena Chashmal, Kemara HaKeshes, these are the psukim the chachamim were makbid from darshaning. Shehein midvarin b'tsuras shchina mareo. These are things, matters of the image of the shchina and its appearance. Fine. So we just learned that what is the ma'aseh merkava? The last two psukim of Perek Aleph. We'll ask a kasha on this teaching that the last two psukim of Perek Aleph are the ma'aseh merkava. Meisri ad heichan ma'aseh merkava, until where is ma'aseh merkava? Rabbi Oimer ad va'era basra. Rabbi says until the second va'era, which is pasuk chav zayin va'era ke'en chashmal. That means the ma'aseh merkava is before that. Rabbi Yitzchak Oimer ad ha'chashmal, until the third word of that pasuk, which is hachashmal ve'irakein chashmal. What's the kasha? Meisei. Rashi says the gerus is meisei ad ve'irakein hachashmal v'loi hu bechlal. Ad hachashmal ad hateva azu v'hi bechlal lidroish. So what's the kasha? What's the question here? We ask, until where is the Ma'aseh Merkava?
Is it the last two psukim?
Because we just said that Ma'aseh Merkava is the last two psukim. Okay. And now we're saying, no. Now we're saying until where is the Maisa Merkava? One opinion is until Pasuk Chav Zayin, and one opinion is until the third word. So that apparently these two psukim are not the Maisa Merkava.
Or the Rabbanim Pumbedusa said they learned until.
It sounds like.
Base Pasuk Aleph, Vayimer Eli. Ben Adam, so which is a leader.
Again, they said we already learned the Maisa Merkava. And Rabbi Yossi said, Yotaka, you learned it. That is the Maisa Merkava. The last two psukim of Parak Aleph, in fact, are Maisa Merkava. So now we're asking a question. Meisve, what's the Meisve? Ad Heichon Maisa HaMerkava. That implies until where is the Maisa Merkava. That means the Maisa Merkava is before.
Right.
So the Gemara's answer is Ad Va'era Megamrinan. Until there, we teach Mikan Va'ilach Masrinan Rashi Prakim. From here and on, we only give chapter headings. In other words, it is the Maisa Merkava. The simple implication is the Ikar Maisa Merkava is in the beginning, not the last two psukim. No, when we say Ad Hecha Maisa Merkava, until where is the Maisa Merkava that you're allowed to teach openly and fully, and then from there and on you can only give Rashi Prakim. So that's the first opinion. Adva Ira Megamrinan. Until there you're allowed to teach openly Mikan Ve'ilach Masrinan Rashi Prakim. Ika Da'amri, there's another opinion. Adva Ira Masrina and Rashi Prakim, until you can give Rashi Prakim, Mikava Elach, no, Imuchacha, Maven Midaitai. If you're wise, you can understand that on your own, in good, Eloi, Eloi. Otherwise, nothing can be taught. About those two psukim, according to the Ikadami, you can't teach at all. The first opinion is, you could, until there, you could teach fully, and after there, you can only give Rashi Prakim. The second opinion is, until there, you could give Rashi Prakim, and after those last two psukim, you can't teach at all. Says the Gemara, Umi darshinan b'chashmal? Do we darshan the chashmal? Now who said we darshan the chashmal? I guess according to Rabbi Yitzchak says ad ha-chashmal. That ad ha-teva hazu v'hi b'chal, that you are, according to Rabbi Yitzchak at least, you're allowed to teach the word chashmal. Says Gemara, mi darshinan b'chashmal, v'ahu yinuka de darsh b'chashmal. There was a kid who darshan l'chashmal, v'nafka nura v'achalte, and a fire emanated and consumed him. Says Gemara, yeah, because he's a kid, he's too young. He's playing with fire, literally. Shani yinuka, a kid is different. Delav mati zimne, it's before the right time. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said, b'gham, however, zachor oisai ha'ishlatayv. Remember that man for good. V'chananya ben Chizkiah Shema. His name is Chananya ben Chizkiah. Now, Chananya ben Chizkiah was the author of the first recorded Torah Sheba'al Peh, which is called Megillas Tainis. Megillas Tainis is a list of minor festivals in Klal Yisrael that some days you can't fast and some days you can't give Hespedim. And Megillas Tainis became Batel. The only holidays that remain from Megillas Tainis are Chanukah and Purim. So, remember that man for good. El Molehu, if not for him, Nignaz Sefer Yecheskel. The book of Ezekiel would have been hidden. Why? Shahu Dvar of Soisvin Devei Torah. Its words contradicted the words of the Torah. How's that? There are things about the Karbonos that contradict Devei Torah. For example, it says over there that a Kohen cannot eat an Avela or a Trefa. Nobody could eat an Avela or a Trefa. Also, it says, bring Karbonos Rosh Chodesh Nisan and Zayin Nisan. We mean Zayin Nisan, no Karbonos on Zayin Nisan. So even though you're not allowed to put away words of Nevi'im because it's like being Kaivish Nevuah, but nevertheless, if it seems to contradict the Chumash, you have no alternative than to put it away. They were going to hide Sefer Yecheskel. So what did Chananya ben Chizkiah do? He'eluloi gimel me'ez garbi shemen. They brought up for him 300 barrels of oil. V'yashav ba'aliyah, and he sat in his attic, v'darshu, and he expounded, and he was able to reconcile the contradictory psukim with the chumash. Tan Rabbanan.
With oil?
No, so they filled up 300 barrels of oil. Why? Because he didn't want to interrupt that night. So he sat up in his attic where there was a lot of air, and he had unlimited supply of oil for his candle to burn, even to learn at night. And he used the oil for eating also, and he was good to go. Tanu Rabbanan, Maisa Betino Gechad. There's a story about a child, Shekoyu Bebeis Rabbi, Besefer Yecheskel, who was reading in the house of his Rebbe, Sefer Yecheskel, Vahoya Mevin Bechashmal. He understood what the Chashmal meant, Vyatza Eish Mechashmal, and a fire emanated from there, Vesar Fasai, and burnt him.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.